再说第二点，
Secondly，
我说这个人物写塌了的原因呢，是原小说里有一个情节。
The reason I think this character is ruined is because there's a plot in the original novel.
就是说是这个刘鸿兵啊。
He said that Liu Hongbing was like this.
结婚以后呢
？After getting married，
他一直有一个癖好。
He always had a habit.
他特别想要营造一次机会呢。
He was particularly eager to create an opportunity.
让一群鹅呢带着妆面
，Let a woman wear makeup.
然后两人在家里亲热一次。
Then the two of them had sex at home.
然后呢
？Then
他为此呢他就创造了各种机会。
He created various opportunities for this.
终于有一天呢让他逮着了。
Finally, he was caught.
让他看到一群鹅特别累。
Make him see that he zinger is very tired.
那天那个好像收场又收得特别晚。
That night, the party seemed to end very late.
大家都着急回家的时候呢
，Everyone is eager to go home.
那个刘鸿兵就在旁边鼓捣一。
Liu Hongming was tinkering with it nearby.
青蛙叔叔，别别别下。
Kingner, don't take it off.
别卸妆了。
Don't remove your makeup.
赶紧回家吧。
Hurry home.
都累成这样了。
All of us are so tired.
说我家里我给你烧了热水。
I've boiled water for you at home.
等着呢。
Waiting.
咱回家卸妆。
I'm going home to remove my makeup.
回家洗吧。
Go home and wash.
然后呢
？Then
一群鹅就信了他了。
One of the brothers believed him.
然后就跟他回家了。
Then I went home with him.
回家发现没有了。
Found at home.
那时候说，你说你等着，我给你烧。
Back then, you said you'd burn me if I didn't come back.
你先休息一下。
You rest first.
一群鹅在那儿小气的时候呢
，One of the brothers when he was feeling small，
然后这刘鸿兵就想趁机赶紧去亲热一下。
Then Liu Hongbing wanted to take the opportunity to quickly have a romantic encounter。
被一群鹅反应过来了之后呢
，After Liu and King reacted，
一群鹅极力的反对和反抗。
Kinger vehemently opposed and resisted.
然后呢，实在反抗不了的时候
，Then when there was no way to resist,
抓过一把油菜
，wrapped a handful of rapeseed,
一把糊在脸上
，a smear on the face,
把脸的妆给花掉了
，washed the makeup off my face.
然后就很严肃的问。
Then he asked in a serious tone,
Liu Hongbin, 你还要吗
？Do you still need it?
然后刘鸿兵是瞬间说你有病吗
？Then Liu Hong immediately said that you are sick.
然后就走了。
Then he left.
就是这一笔写的呢
？This is what it says.
我觉得写的非常高级。
I think it's written very well.
就是从一个演员，从一个这样的一个生活细节里写出了一个什么呢
？What did a person write about from such a life detail？
写出了一群鹅这个人物对于表演的认知。
The character of Ikinoer has a clear understanding of performance。
对于他对这个秦腔艺术的认知。
Regarding his understanding of this kin opera art。
对于他追求自己塑造的这些人物形象的维护
，Regarding the maintenance of the character images he has created for himself，
这是一个这个行家
，This is a professional，
这是一个大艺术家的行为
，This is a work of art by a great artist，
他不是用别人的话去说
，He didn't use someone else's words。
而是用了一个这样的行为去营造出来的，表达出来这个人物的意志的这个努力。
Instead, he used such an action to express the will of the character and his efforts.
是能看得很清楚。
This is very clear.
所以这行里老有人说是什么呢？
What do you mean?
说是没有小角色。
There are no minor characters.
只有小演员。
Only a small actor.
所有在台上的角色都是一个人物。
All the characters on stage are one person.
你所有的演员都要以这个舞台上的人物形象为自己最高的追求。
All your actors should make this character and this stage their highest pursuit.
所以要爱自己的这个在台上的那个人物。
So, you need to love this person who is on stage.
而不要爱生活中的自己。
Don't love yourself in life.
这是非常完全，就这个情节一设置，完完全全非常好的表达了这一点。
This is a very complete and well-expressed statement about this plot.
但是电视剧这个事儿就把它搞拧巴了。
But the matter of the TV show messed him up.
就是刘鸿明从北山看着他爸回来之后呢。
After Liu Hongbing saw his father return from North Mountain.
一进门。
As soon as you enter.
你看那个。这个易金娥从外地演出回来。
I saw that Yi Jinr, after performing from outside,
也很开心。
I'm also very happy.
把自己给扮上了。
Get yourself sorted out.
穿上了穆桂英的大铐不说。
Not only did she wear Mu Guiying's handcuffs, but
还把自己给扮上。
You're just messing with yourself.
你可以在家里穿大铐去做排练。
You can wear large handcuffs at home to practice.
这些都可以。
All of these.
但是你真的不能扮上。
But you really can't dress up.
就是这个扮上这事儿啊。
This is what makes it possible.
可能这个李元航里特别清楚。
I think Lai Lai Yuan is very clear about this.
别的不说，据我所知道的，比如说那个演关公的时候
，Nothing else to say as far as I know. For example, when performing the play about Guan Gong,
你勾脸勾完了之后
，After you finish drawing your face,
你要在脸上点一颗痣
，You want to put a mole on your face.
告诉人家，告诉所有人说，我这不是关公。
Tell people to tell everyone that I am not Guan Gong.
我是替关公。
I am on behalf of Guan Gong.
我是个演员。
I am an actor.
我是来演关公。
I'm here to play Guan Gong.
这是大家对这个武圣的一种尊重。
This is a sign of respect for the martial saint.
你想象就是观众台上台下这个行业里。
Imagine that you are on stage in front of the audience in this industry.
他有一个墨守成规的一个规矩。
He has a rule that he follows strictly.
一个规律，就跟当年狗师拿棍子打王死了。
The pattern is like the way dogs were beaten to death with sticks in the past.
打这个易清娥为什么
？Why did you hit Yi Kinger?
就是因为他卖戏。
It's because he's selling performances.
哎呀，就是你当有一个念错了时候。
So when you make a mistake,
我就要先给你。
I'll give it to you first.
你扼杀在摇篮里。
You killed it in the cradle.
你说这易清娥怎么会自己给自己先扮上
？You said that King King would have taken care of herself first.
那就是因为演出开心。
Because they were so happy,
那我就扮上。
I can do it.
所以我觉得这点他是说不过去的。
So I think he's just giving up.
说不过去。
Can't be explained.
你后面强行造成了这种两个人的矛盾冲突啊。
The deliberate conflict and confrontation you caused between the two people.
两口子吵架。
A couple arguing.
最后没管孩子。
Finally, I didn't take care of the child.
孩子差点憋死。
The child almost died from suffocation.
这都不合逻辑。
This doesn't make sense.